Sorry, the second one was me.
Yeah. I was trying to close all the windows, and all of a sudden the phone line came up, and when I tapped on it, it was closing the phone line. So, no, I still haven't gotten an email, but the text came through with the HTTP address for a local flash.
So, well, let's do this for now. I'm going to go ahead and direct you so you can see the breakdown, just because I want to stay on the phone with you. I keep to my promises, man. Sorry. And then after that, if you have a second email, we can send things out or whatever from there. We could do that, but I just want to make sure you see everything.
All right.
So in that text, if you pop it open, there's a spot that says click here to accept subscription terms, something like that.
Right.
When you click that, it's going to show all the breakdown.
Local slash terms of experience. To see the complete terms of experience, please click here. Do you want me to go down, or do you want me to scroll to the bottom?
Nope. Click there for me.
Okay.
Yes, sir. As promised, everything that we discussed is going to be in here. It's a breakdown of all this good stuff and everything for you, okay? Now, I want to make sure... Just to let you know, I put something extra in here for you, and I hope you don't mind. It's our Facebook ads, and if you want to use it, you can. The pricing doesn't change if you don't use it, right? So I just want to make sure you get more bang for your buck on that, just in case if you need that, okay? So hope you don't mind, but I just want to look out for you on there.
Got it. Okay, I scrolled to the bottom. It says get a quote. No, generate 10 times more. Is there anything else I need to click on this, or I could download these if I want and print out later if I wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say that. But there's a spot in there with a checkbox you have to click, and then you're going to sign your name just like how it shows on the card. Do you see that?
Okay, so is it like on the first or third or fourth page or what?
Should be all right there, to be honest.
I'm looking to see if there's a... I don't see anywhere on here where it says to click.
Is it showing all your breakdown, though, of everything?
Well, it shows me recitals, agreements, lengths of contract and renewals. These are all the titles. Development of strategy and optimization, local SEO, 1.1 on the contract, 1.1.1. 1.1.2, other online directory listings, reputation monitoring, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, 2.0, delivery dates, 3 compensation, referrals. I just don't see anywhere in here where, like you say, there's a box to click. This is the second time I've gone down to the bottom. And at the very bottom, it says generate 10 times more leads today, get a quote, company services, quick links, local splash. It does have an X on the bottom. Hello, are you a local business interested in getting more leads? That's like a little chat room.
Let's do this then. Let's step out of that. It shows on my end that the email went out successfully too. It says local splash initial invoice. Let's see if you got that though.
Okay, let me go back to spams. So the last one I had was, I do not have one from you guys.
Man, okay, is there another email I could possibly send this out to? I just want to make sure you have
it.
It'll
get here. I just, so back business funding, is that you?
No.
Inbox? So I just went back to my inbox, nothing. On the inbox, 233 is when it's last synced.
Scroll it down so that way it can go to the top of it, and so that way it can force it to refresh right now.
Yeah, the last thing, it's 2:38, so
Okay, I want to make sure tomorrow when
I'm,
I talk,
I'm
talk
sure,
to you, then
it's probably gonna. It could be
yeah,
the area, and who knows if it's the area, and it's just not coming through.
I got a feeling that's what it is, but just in case tomorrow, I'm gonna make sure they go over that with you so you can see it. Though I just want to make sure of that, okay? But tomorrow they're gonna call from an 877 number. It's not a spam call.
Okay.
If you want, I can give you the full number here so you can save it, but. That way, we're all taking care of. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, 877-635-6225.
Okay, and this is Local Splash.
You got it. Yeah, and we're actually local in your area. So.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So save that number. That's the number they're going to call from. Not a spam call.
Okay.
And that's the main line that you can talk to people from everything from there. Okay?
Okay.
Customer service.
The other company I used was Local Lighthouse. Was the
Get
other
out of here,
company
really?
That has my website. And I did some, like I said, years, stuff with them then where did the same thing going, look, we'll get leads and give you, you know, so many leads. And it would go through their system, but it would email to me or text to me. But then they could follow up going, hey, you know, by the way, a lead came in last week or on about 2 days ago or yesterday and you didn't call it back yet. They would know. They would monitor, which I didn't mind. You know, it's kind of like, you know, hey, if you're paying for this, did you not see it? Or,
yeah,
you
like
you just letting the pitch go by here or what, you know?
Right, right. So, I mean, we'll be able to see stuff through the dashboard ourselves too, just because in that dashboard, we can edit your website. You can edit your website, see their traffic. Like there's so much that you could do with that, right? But I mean, you know, ultimately the ball's in your court once they reach out to you, right? So
yeah,
that's a good thing. Yes, sir.
So are just we kind of double checked this just on the right website. J, it's all small, nothing capitalized. Small J, small D, L O Z O N is all small.
Mm-hmm.
At SBC, SamBoyCharlesGlobal.net.
All right. Let me do this right now. Hold on. I'm gonna do this one more
spam
time
again,
for all
and I just refreshed and there's no. So
okay.
Here we go.
I got you, partner. Hold on. I'm gonna resend, and I think we can do this here. Hold up. All right, here's the first one I'm sending. This is your Google invite part.
Okay.
I don't know why I got a feeling it's got to be. Anything yet?
I just went to, let me go back to inbox.
Okay.
No.
Shoot, man. I don't know. That bugs me. I'm sorry.
I know. That's all right.
All right. Well, we got it in there. I mean, maybe that's something that our technicians, hopefully it's just got, because the area has just got to come flooding in with you, but at least you got your text message as well, too.
On the text, is that from your cell phone, the text?
No. So the way our text messaging works from us is the last person you spoke to is where the text is going to go to in the department.
Okay.
That's
what I was wondering. Do I text back a link? Do I text you back my email just so you have that, you know?
Send it to me. Yeah, send me one time, and then it should come right to me.
From the same text that you sent me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when we're done with the call, I mean, I'm just looking to see there's nothing on the inbox as of now. Let me go back to the spams. Take a minute for the spams to load. There we go. It's going to, you know, load here in a second. Huh. No. I have Griffin Support Department. Order confirmation. If I click on that, that is. That's PayPal.
No, nothing like that. Yeah, I'm back. All
right, so let me do the messages. I'm going to send you back. So I just sent you back my email on the when you texted me.
Gotcha. Yep, I just got it. All right, let me compare it to what I got here. Just in
so
case.
It must be going to a failure. It must be getting a failure notice somehow on your
I literally have verbatim the same thing. I don't have anything different.
Oh, you think it was too much data?
Can't
be. It was,
no
the
way.
File was too big?
No way.
I mean, if you got that same email that I just sent you, then I just wonder if the file was too big.
Let me see. I'll do it this way, too. I'm gonna die laughing later tonight. You're gonna get like a bunch of emails bombarding.
I'm gonna get like 9. They'll all pop up.
All right.
Zoom, yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, regardless, they will go.
Maybe they're on my laptop at home. You know, who knows? So.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's one thing we want to make sure everything's transparent.
Oh, okay, the local splash. I just got 2 emails.
Oh. So, okay.
241 and 243. Local splash support. And JSEO at Revelance.com.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. Okay, cool. Which is there one that says, let's say, like, Google Invite or anything like that?
So Local Splash initial invoice, invitation Local Splash. Click on that one.
Yeah, the invoice one. Yep.
One says Invite VCS, Invite VCS. You want me to click on one of those?
Hold up. Yeah, I got excited, man. Sorry, I finally got this going for you. All right, so let's start off with the email that has initial invoice. This is that one.
Okay, so this one is invitation, local splash, client number, and then the other one that I haven't opened yet says local splash, initial invoice. Hello, Jeffrey. Thank you for choosing.
Okay.
Which one do you want me?
Let's start from top to bottom. So let's go with the invite.
Okay.
And it should have, it should say something along the lines like your local splash, C-I-E-N, it has your phone number. Do you see something like that?
Reply for J.D. Logan. Yes, no, maybe.
There we go. Hit yes for me.
Okay.
There we go. All right, that should come through on my side.
Jeff Lowe's, so it comes up, signed in to Google as jefflowson1@gmail.com. That's another email. That's why I went to check that one, and it didn't come. So Google knows me, has me under jefflowson1@gmail. And then it says manage your Google account, add account to invoice, to device, sign out, and turn off sync. So am I going to have to switch with Jeff Lowe's on one, or can we change that to the JD Lowe's? It doesn't matter to me.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It's okay. All right, let's hit back. Now that you hit that, that's okay. Let's go to initial invoice.
Initial invoice.
Perfect. In here, we're going to hit.
Choose a local slash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Okay. Go to the bottom. Is there something at the bottom? So click and sign here.
There we go. It's that checkbox before you sign, just like I was on the card, and then it should take you to like a login after that.
Okay, and then the date. Confirm signature. Done that. Sign. Do I need to run my finger sign, or can I just type my name sign?
Yeah, you can just type your name in there.
I just type my name. Confirm signature. It's not taking.
Okay.
Okay, I type my name in. It says sign. To agree, please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears below and click. I've done that. And click confirm. And
there's a checkbox above it, too, just in case. It catches everything.
Oh, got it. That's what I certify. Okay, there you go. Now let me. There's just one box above it. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly. Oh, I put a period in. They didn't like the period after D.
Very sensitive on that stuff. Yep.
That's a real guy. Like that, is it? Okay. All right. So, sign. Signature does not match. Jeffrey.
D. Lazon.
Okay, that's why you got it. You've got it spelled J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. And it's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. I'll just pronounce it E-R-Y. There we go. All right, now it's okay.
All right.
Username.
Perfect. That's it. All right, so tomorrow, they're going to develop that with you. That's why I'm telling you tomorrow's phone call is important. When they develop that with you, they want to show you how to maneuver through everything, show you how you can keep track of your analytics.
So I'm going to put nothing in for username and password right now.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, partner. Debra, you've been amazing, man. I appreciate your
patience.
Thanks
very much for your time, man.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. It's literally a pleasure getting to know you, too. So congratulations.
Thank you,
to the family. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye, sir.